You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardner, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. Jim, he's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out of the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on his stylish knee, and he was talking to Moccasin Joe. Well, the party they gonna have out in the St. John's Swamps. Sasquatch doing a brand new dance, and he called it Bigfoot Stomp.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Descarty. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Hey, good buddy. I'm doing fine. Doing fine. Doing well. If I was to complain, who's going to listen anyway, right?
That's right.
We're going into this great holiday season. I guess you got this wonderful Christmas show going on for us, I think.
Well, yeah, Merry Christmas, Tom.
There you go, and Merry Christmas to you and yours. I got to tell you something. I've been bombarded is the word, with, I guess the word is bullshit. I don't know what better word to put out there. You know, I get a call from A.K. Riley. Do you remember A.K. from the Apache?
Yeah. Chief, he says to me, my brother,
I miss you. I love you. We haven't heard from you. We want you back up here. And then I understand that somebody took a picture of the creature on their cell phone, and they gave it to ASCRO, Alex Hearn's organization.
Uh-huh.
I go to find out that, well, think about that twice or three times, Tom. And I don't know what's going on. You know, I really don't know. I wish everybody all the luck in the world. I wish them the happiest holiday season that the holiday has to offer. And then I get another email from one of our friends saying, oh, my God, did you hear that? Rick Dyer shot a creature, and he's got it on ice. And I don't know if you heard about this, Bill, or anything.
I heard that before in 2008.
And it's comical as hell, okay? It's comical as hell. And Dyer's out there stating that Minnow Films bought him a $70,000 Lincoln Navigator. And
who cares? We don't pay attention to that stuff anyway, Tom.
Well,
you know that. We don't even pay attention to what goes on out there.
The story, but it bothers me to hear and see how our listeners are getting engulfed in this crap again.
Well, Tom, what happens is, as you know, I mean, in the past month, there's been several stories promoted and put out there, a couple of them involving your name, which you had no knowledge of whatsoever. And I'm not even going to, you know, bother saying who or what or you know, who with or anything. But it's just, it happens all the time. Last week, when I started the show, I had a couple of emails concerning that thing like that. And so what I did is I kind of give about a five-minute spiel on internet garbage, which there's a lot of gossip and stories that are just self-started, and they just kind of make their way. They grab a life. They, you know, make a new life. And my thoughts are that there's a lot of people out there that have nothing else to do, and I guess the best thing to do is to search around the internet and find things to gossip about and put people down. I mean, there's a lot of people out there, that's all they do is put people down. But we don't even pay attention to that anymore. I mean, we're so used to it. We just disregard. Why should we even give them credibility to the lies? It only makes people wonder, you know, when we question it. So I don't even question anymore. I just go right ahead and we trudge forward and keep doing what we're doing and don't care about what other people talk about us about.
No, I got to tell you a story, Bill. Yeah. I don't know if you've even thought about this at all, but it blows my mind that all these people, all of them, I mean, you can go right down the line, okay, from Miss Melba Toast. I even forgot her damn name. Melba something. What's her last name? Ketchum. That's it. Melba Ketchum to Alex Hearn, he's basically a good boy. He just went on tilt. To all of these characters out there, every one of them, okay? They've all had their starts with us. They've all got into this industry through us, one way or another, okay? And for some reason, I don't know what it is, okay? You would think that as you go to school and you climb up that ladder from grade school to intermittent school to high school to college, and you graduate, that you're fond of the people who taught you. And instead, they get envious of you. Instead, they get jealous of you. Instead, they talk about you. And here's the thing that bothers me most of all. Is there not any new news out there that they have to keep dragging us into their messes? That's my point, Bill.
No, I understand, but it doesn't do any good. It's just frustration. And why think negatively? I always say go positively forward. You know, you fall down, you're not going to fall on your face because you're going to put your arm out, and your sleeve might get dirty, but your face is going to still stay clean. And so you just keep doing that. And that's what we do. I don't even give it a second thought anymore. When I first started out here six, seven years ago, I'd get mad and frustrated and try to fight back and do all these other things. You know, you've seen my emails. But the thing is, what good did they do? Nothing. And all they did was protract more more feedback and more, more garbage. And so I don't even pay attention anymore.
It's kind of like these reality shows.
Yeah.
Have you seen them yet?
Yeah, yes.
I got to tell you something. I do get amused. I really do get amused, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, where else can you watch a reality show that have subtitles underneath telling you what you just heard? Now, in particular, that's called the Swamp People, I think. And then I love this other show. You got to see it. It's called The Turtle Man, the guy that has no teeth.
Yeah.
Have you seen that one yet?
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. Guy goes around and he calls his knife Thunder. And I have to tell you, it's amusing. It really is, okay? And, I mean, it gets worse. But the point I'm bringing this out is, has our media, has our networks resulted into smut and to the bottom of the barrel that they can't get good programming anymore? I don't know, Bill. I really
don't know. Well, Tom, you know we get calls from producers every month, and what they want is they want some of contacts and other things that we've got. But we have made a promise to people, and we have been held tight to it, and we will never, ever, ever give away any information about anybody to anyone, unless it's by their own,
by their own words.
And we've never done that, and we never will.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, and you can hear it here first. All these shows that were out there, these people had approached us, and through our management team and through our agents, we were advised not to go on, okay? And it's just like you people out there, you all work for a living. Well, guess what? We do too. And we're not going out for the 15 minutes of fame. We've been there, done that, had it. This is a business. We take our business very seriously. And that's the reason why we're going on our seventh year now, Bill, are we?
Yeah.
Okay. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. There has not been, to my knowledge, a Bigfoot show on the air as long as us. I remember there was one that hit almost 5 years. And
he kind of
passed the baton on to us and wished us all the luck in the world. And I forget his name right now, but a hell of a nice guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They used to call it the Bigfoot Hour or something. Do you
right,
remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we hold the longest tenure of doing all these shows. And my God, what are we at, 350 some odd shows?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the big thing is this. Many other shows, I mean, they're Bigfoot-oriented, but they're talking about the Patterson-Gimlin film and other subjects. I mean, those are 40-some years old. And, I mean, there's nothing really new. There are some where people are, they'll call a researcher and they'll interview them for an hour. But we don't dwell on our own doings. What we do is we dwell on real people with real encounters. And it's fresh every week. These people are people that have called in on our lines. These are people that we've formed a relationship with through the years. We have hundreds and hundreds of people out there throughout the United States and Canada that we've formed relationships with for years. And they call us. We may not have called them maybe in a year or so, but they've always remembered us. I get emails from them for Christmas. They keep in touch with us when something happens. And what more could you ask for? It's a network of people who are doing the same thing. Many of the people that we've had on the show didn't believe in Bigfoot. Neither did you, Tom, when you started out, right? You were going to uncover the hoax, right? Remember that?
Without a doubt.
40-some years ago.
Without a doubt.
Until you come eye to eye.
You bet.
And many of these other people have done the same thing.
Who've come aboard with us, who were touting Thomas's, excuse the pun.
Sure. And many of these people, I mean, we don't expect them to believe. And it's okay if you don't believe, because we didn't either. But once you do see one of these creatures, it's sort of hard not to believe. And it's changed a lot of people's lives. Many of them are researching now. Some of the people that are on our program right now, in fact, most of them are people that we've met that had an encounter and it's changed their life. And they're out there. They're out there investigating just like we are. And they keep in touch with us all the time, every week. And I think that's more of a benefit than any of the other garbage that's out there. You know, stories about people, names about people, you know, trying to put people down, things like that. None of that helps anybody if it's negative. The only thing that helps people is if you help them do what they'd like to do. And I think that's we're a part of that. And they're a part of it with us because they try to help us too. And I think it works.
Well, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of validity in that, Bill. But the thing I still don't understand until today, what's in it for them? What do they get out of the bullshit that they put forth on the internet and through the rumor mills and these rumor mongers and all this other crap that goes on? I mean, are they that lacklusting for attention? Is that what it's all about?
More than likely, and it's okay. I don't even care. What I care about is what we have, and with our people that we have with us. And we've got wonderful people. Every week we have new wonderful people that come forward. And by golly, I'll tell you, it's been a ride. We've had some ups and downs. Everybody does. If you've seen my little Christmas video that's out there, little Stanley tells everybody everything exactly how we feel. Now, Stanley, the little chipmunk.
Yeah.
But anyway,
that is kind of cute.
Merry Christmas to everybody out there, and it's a positive note tonight. It's a Christmas celebration.
Without a doubt. You know, and I want to thank, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be hearing probably in the next 2 weeks a big announcement. We're going to launch a new movie. I'm just going to give you the title real quick. Pursuit. The Search for Bigfoot. Pursuit is the name of the movie. The Search for Bigfoot. I want to thank Bill Coffey, Lou Simcoe, Chris Gordon, Rob Price, Frank Chico Martinez, you, Bill, Phyllis, Malachi Garcia, Joe Bradley, Rocky Slavin, Robert the Swede Holmberg, Theron Denson, Mac Jackson, Navion Willis, John Starr, Eric Casebolt, Mike Whaley, Trina Davis, Ann Stinson, Chuck Creel, Kelly Creel, Bobby McIntosh, Dee Buckley, Ramona Sanders, Rex Sanders, Jody Boone, Jane Taylor. If it wasn't for these people, ladies and gentlemen, this movie would not have been made. And most of all, I want to big, sincere thank you to a fellow friend, besides being an associate of ours, Mark Bosco. This movie coming out, ladies and gentlemen, is going to change the way you think on Bigfoot. That's all I'm going to tell you at this point in time. But remember the title. It's called Pursuit. Search for Bigfoot. You're going to see a Bigfoot movie that you've never seen and one that has never been produced by me like this one. This will probably be my last hurrah when it comes to making movies. As you know, this will be my sixth. I've submitted three to the film festivals, and all three have won Best Documentary. That's a hell of a title to maintain. I'm going to tell you something. One that I'm going out on is going to be a biggie. And each and every one of you guys are going to want this one. Pursuit is the name of the movie, ladies and gentlemen. Without any further ado, let's get on to our first guest. What do you think, Marco?
I think that's a great idea.
We're going to go see my boy out there in Virginia. Anthony, how are you?
I got it. I'm slow on the draw here.
Well, that's not.
No, well, what it is my little finger thing here goes. I almost hung them up. Here we go. Anthony, you're on, buddy.
Merry Christmas, Anthony.
Oh, hello, hello.
Hi, Anthony.
Merry Christmas to you.
How are you, good buddy? How's the weather out there in Virginia?
It's doing good. It's doing good. Glad you're feeling better.
Well, thank you. Listen, question.
Yes, sir.
What is this I heard that you went back out there by the electrical thing there and you scurried back into your vehicle real quick?
Jesus, man, that was a pretty scary moment.
What happened? Tell me. I didn't hear about it.
I was walking to, basically where all this started 2 years ago. I just wanted to see how things had changed because I could see some things were different. You know, the huge TP formation that I had taken a picture of, was I couldn't see it anymore. I don't know if it was knocked down or with that big tree that is now there in the way, you know, it was blocking it. Mm-hmm. As I was walking to the side of the substation, I heard a scream coming, you know, straight at me, right in front of me, and then I heard a response coming from behind me, and I'm like, oh, you know, it was so loud, you know, I thought I was being ambushed, and so I ran back to my truck. I mean, my heart pounded, you know, and I just stood there for a while. I mean, I couldn't see anything, you know. Looking into the woods there, but I couldn't see anything. I know what I heard, but I know something was there. But I tell you, man, it was quite a scream. And then just to hear a response, you know, I mean, I was pretty much cornered because it was there was only one way to go: run into the woods or run back to the truck. You know, and the fence was in the way, so there was no way I could easily climb over that. So. But it was an interesting screen, you know. And if they want to make friends, I didn't know if that was the way to do it. But I will tell you that it was pretty uncomfortable for me.
So what did you do? You got in your rig. Explain to everybody what you actually did.
Well, I got in the truck. I just sat, you know, went in and sat for a while. I just wanted to see if I could see anything moving. I couldn't. I didn't see anything in the trees. I didn't see anything in the bushes or anything. The only movement I saw was the birds flying, you know, I know a lot of leaves have fallen and everything like that, so it's a little clearer to see, but still, even, you know, being able to see deeper into the woods, I couldn't and did not see anything, but I knew something was close. I knew something was close.
The hair on the back of your neck go up?
Oh, man, my heart was pumping out of both ears, man.
Wow. So when you left, what did you do?
I left slowly, trying to make, you know, in the area where we had made the, where we had casted those prints, you know, I moved the truck back into that area, and I didn't have any sticks to knock with, but I remember, you know, reading someone else's account of, you know, they didn't have anything and they just kind of banged on their vehicle, you know, so I did the same thing, you know, I had a utility truck, you know, with the fiberglass doors, you know, it kind of made a kind of deep sound, you know, kind of like a drum, you know, so I just did like boom, you know, against it, and I got a response. I just knocked once and I got a response. I knocked a second time, the single knock, and I got another response, but when I did it a third time, I didn't get a response, and I was just waiting, and nothing, you know, and that was it. You know, there was no more responses after that. So.
So you thought nothing more of it? Did you pass by? Is that deer stand still up that we put up?
Deer stand is still up there. The deer stand is still up there.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Wow. Do you remember that story, how we got it?
Yes, I do. It's a very generous man, Mr. Williams out there. He was very kind enough to let you use it and set it up. And then he even said, you know what, you know, we were going to take it down. And he said, no, just leave it there. You know, so it was really nice of him to just let it stay.
Yeah, all those people were wonderful. Remember the German lady that owned the land right there?
Yeah, yeah. Last time I was there, I saw the for sale sign was taken down. I don't know if they changed their mind or if they had a buyer, but I don't know what the current status is, but I just know the for sale sign is not up anymore. So you might want to get in touch with them and see if they're still around if you're going to come through the area.
Yeah. That's a great idea. We're going to do that. I got to tell you, I'm sitting here talking to you, and yet, you know, we're 3,000 miles away from each other, but it just seems like yesterday, Anthony, and I think about when we were out there in the brush together and what we experienced, what we uncovered. And you know what? It was a year ago my birthday on the October 9th.
You know, good birthday present.
That's right, buddy, my birthday present. And where is that birthday present hanging today?
It's in a safe place.
It's in your home, I hope.
Yes, in a
good
safe
boy.
Place.
I'm proud of you. Well, listen, pal, thank you so much for your continued support, your continued loyalty for all this time. And don't fret.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We're gonna be together quicker than you think, okay?
All right, man. I like surprises, so.
You have a great holiday season. Be well.
All right. Merry Christmas to you, Marco Bill, and Jim Dawson and Tyler, who I know is listening. So,
okay.
God bless you guys.
Be well.
You too, man.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Bye-bye.
Christmas. Bye now.
Bill, let's go to a commercial.
In August 2008, there was an announcement that was heard around the globe. A promise of the end to an age-long mystery. And deception that played out on the world stage. Anatomy of a Bigfoot hoax. Now, for the first time ever, see with your own eyes and hear the true behind-the-scenes story of the hoax that gripped the world. Featuring original, never-before-seen footage. Available now at searchingforbigfoot.com.
One, they're very sick people, but you know what bothers me more than anything, Megan? These guys were the law.
And back to you, Tom.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, you hear me talk about it all the time. Anatomy of a Bigfoot hoax. We just talked about that one dummy at the top of the hour, Rick Dyer. And now he's got another body on ice. Think about it. Once fooled, twice scorned. How's it work? Forget about it. You know, what a waste of time. Let's see. Where we? Oh, we're going to have to see my other boy out there in Four Corners, Dave Ortiz. Let's go out there and see what's going on. Dave, you out there?
Yeah, sure am, Tom. Hey, Merry Christmas to you and Marco Bill.
Hey, and same to you, good buddy. Listen, what I've been understanding that you've had quite a commotion out there, not just on your own behalves, but you had the boys from the Bifro come out there, and they went out there and with the guy, Bozo, was his name?
Oh, well, similar to that name. I can't even think of it.
You know the name?
Bobo.
Who? Bozo? What?
Bobo.
Who? Bobo is his name?
And Bobo the clown. Bobo. You remember Bobo the clown?
I heard that he got reprimanded on the show by MM. He told him to shut up, and I guess they on the show, and then they bleeped the other word he said.
Really?
That they saw some images out there. Have you heard about that?
No, I hadn't. Was it on this last episode?
I have no idea. I've only seen 15 minutes of one show in the two seasons that it's been on the air, or whatever seasons it is. And it put me asleep, so I just don't ever watch it anymore.
Yeah.
But somebody called and told me about it. And he says, "Tom, you got to see this." I said, "See what?" He says that Boo Boo got the. What'd you say his name was again, Bill? Boo Boo. What'd you call?
Bobo.
Oh, Bobo. Doesn't people got name anymore? I don't get it. Boo Boo. Okay. Oh, not Boo Boo. Bobo. He says Bobo got chastised on the show, and you see it. And I said, where was this all taking place? He said, New Mexico.
Really?
I said, wow, I got to ask my son, see what's happening out there.
Huh. Actually,
so you haven't heard nothing?
No, I don't. I don't think they were in this general area. Maybe they were not too far, but they tried to come in this area, as far as I heard, the last thing I heard about. But I don't think they made any contact with anybody that we knew around here. So they were in Arizona the week before. I did watch that episode, but
who were they with there?
They went. They talked to Mitch. And
the Mogollon on Rim, Mitch.
Yeah.
There's another one that was with us for a while.
Yeah.
You know what bothers me about all this? Let me tell you what bothers me. It frosts my balls. Is that they can't find any new blood. They got to go through our archives, get all the people that's been on our show or who've been out with us, who've been on our payroll one time or another, okay? And go out and find them and say, hey, listen, if you were on Biscardi's show, that means you must know something, so therefore you're going to get on our show. But we're on TV and he's not. So come out and see what's going on. And it's true. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I just can't tell you the bullshit. I got to tell you the truth. And that's the truth. So what happened? Tell us about that show.
They were looking, I think, just right around the rim, below the rim and on the top. And they had their town meeting, and they just, they round up everybody. And they found a few people that they could, do interviews with. And they did a, recreation of what they saw. But that was about as far as it went. I didn't, as usual, they said that it's full of Bigfoot in the area, which you found a long time ago before. Mm-hmm. So, it was just a typical show where they just don't really find anything or anything. There isn't anything compelling. They got the girl that's always so skeptical. She just tears the whole show apart.
I got to tell you something. I've been dealing with some gay gals, and they're wonderful people. Uh-huh. Some of them are very, very talented, okay? Lesbian artists. And we've been blessed to work with about three of them right now on this film, as a matter of fact. And one of them made a comment just the other day about, I guess the girl that's on that show, she's a lesbian. Did you know that?
I heard something about it, in the past.
And that's not a bad thing. I'm glad to see that they're out now and even in our field, in the cryptid world. And I hope that she gets her justice. I really do, because they say that she seems to be a pretty sharp gal.
Yeah, actually she is. She's probably she's probably the sharpest one in the whole group, actually.
Well, I understand her role in the whole picture is that she doesn't believe any of it. Is that true?
That's what it appears to be, but that's probably a role thing. I think she sees the evidence as it is, and then naturally they have to have a counterpoint on it. So, she does pretty good on the show. I like I like watching it.
I'm going to sit down if I don't fall asleep and watch it all the way through.
Yeah, that was actually the first one I've ever watched that I saw the whole thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, tell me what's going on by you.
Okay, I hadn't heard too many reports lately. It's been a little slow. We have a good amount of snow around here now. From these last two snowstorms, 26 degrees for a high today, and about 3 to 5 degrees for tonight. Mm-hmm. So, Saturday I was coming home from a little gig I did. I'm a musician, and I was getting some gas, and I saw this lady that she locked her keys in her vehicle, an older woman, and she seemed like she was kind of on the verge of freaking out, so I talked to her a little bit. She said she lived about 7 miles away, so I decided to give her a ride. She was going to get her husband to, come back, and then they'd unlock the door of the vehicle. So we just started talking on the way through a blizzard, and then she was telling, we just got kind of in a, we just started talking about strange things, and I really didn't prod her on with it. She actually kind of brought it out. She goes, about 3 weeks ago, she said, me and my husband were going to a mini storage north of town, and it's right by the highway going toward Aztec, New Mexico. It's unremarkable country. It's near the Animas River bottoms. But she says, my husband and I were going to the mini storage in the evening, and it does have some lighting in it. And she says we opened the gate and we were headed to our storage room, and she says just when we rounded one of the corners, we saw something standing there. She says, it was about 7 to 8 foot tall. It was hairy. I saw the face briefly, she said, and it looked at us for about 3 seconds. Then it just ducked behind the building. And they both looked at each other like, who's that? But then they said what was really bad is that the fear came through. There was both of them caught this immense fear. And they just said, we can't stay here. And they just took right off, didn't even close the gate. They just took right off. And when she was talking to me, she never related to it to me that it was a Bigfoot at first, but then they thought about it. Well, they wanted to talk to somebody about it, but they were afraid, you know, they'd be seen as fools. And I said, lady, I think you've had a Bigfoot encounter. What's happened? And she says, you know, that makes perfect sense. It just felt weird, she says, but we'd never seen a creature, or like a being. She didn't call it a creature so much, she said, but it was more of a being. And she just says, I thought these things lived in, like, Washington. I said, no, there are actually quite a few of them, you know, in the whole area. So, and then, you know, it's just kind of usually a random encounter. And she was really interested to hear more what I had to say. So, you know, in the what little time we had in those few minutes driving, I told her what's kind of going on in our area. And she was saying, yeah, I witnessed this thing. This thing's really, really live. They exist. So I got her home, and I came back, and, I said, well, there's a new convert right there.
Now, did you get to meet the husband, or did the husband think you were the boyfriend?
No. I just dropped her off right there in the driveway. So.
But that's probably safe. Was she a Native American?
No, she was an Anglo woman.
Yeah, she was?
Very nice person, you know, probably like 65 years old. Yeah.
Those people at 65 aren't bad people neither, are they?
Yeah, no, and she had no reason to lie or give me a story. She was very articulate and concise about her story, so, yeah, I believed every word she said.
What's been going on by you?
Just occasional noises. It has slowed down still some, but I think the weather, they've migrated apparently. The food is getting scarce because now we have snow cover, so I haven't heard anything in the past, you know, like past week. But I believe that they're just still around the river bottoms. They can still fish. It's apparent that they can be in cold water and still do some fishing or raid people's, you know, like the farmers' grain in those storage bins and stuff. But I haven't heard too much lately. I'm sure things are happening down, you know, up and down the river bottoms.
Right. What's going on with the DNA testing crap?
I've read some reports. I haven't heard anything verbally, you know, told to me, but I'm just hearing that a paper is supposed to come out, and so far nothing. So I'm not sure what's going on there. It'll come out sometime, though.
Yeah, but it will be coming out in a scientific paper, or is it going to come out in Popular Mechanics?
Well,
Or the Inquirer.
Well, it's supposed to be a scientific paper to be, I guess, to be reviewed. So that's as much as I know about it.
There was some PhD that came forth last week. It was sent to me again. And they said that she was turned down and it will not be published in any type of scientific journal. And that was the last I heard. And I guess she shot her wad with all the press conference and everything that she's done. And that's all over with now, because now it's all over. She came out and said it's part human. Oh, whoopee-doo, thank you. So now where does she go with that, right?
Yeah, I don't really know.
Yeah. Well, here's the big question. What happens to all those poor people on the reservation there? What happens to all the people there that you know of in Farmington and the outlying areas of Farmington that believed in all of that and hawked their jewelry and their guns for the big payday? And how many years have gone by and they lost their guns and jewelry in the pawn shops?
Yeah. It's been a... Well, I would hope they'd get it all back. But there's probably a lot that, you know, took a loss on it.
You bet. I feel sorry for them. Those are the people that I feel sorry for, because they really believed. And how that whole thing got started, I really don't know. And nor do I care, but I feel, and my heart goes out to those people. Okay?
Yeah.
My heart goes out to them because they've gone 3 years of their lives, people that have quit their jobs thinking that they were going to become millionaires. Didn't happen, did it?
No, not at all.
You know what? We'll see what transpires. And what? Where do you plan on going for the holiday season there, young man?
Oh, I'm staying here. I actually have some music programs to complete. So yeah.
Oh, by the way, the big question's been asked. Two people asked me this, and I got to ask you. I just remembered.
Uh-huh.
What happened to the Playboy model you were dating?
Oh, she lives here in New Mexico. She's in a bigger city. We don't communicate anymore, but I see her on Facebook once in a while. We just broke apart and just starting over again.
Well, wait a minute. You broke apart and you're starting over back again with her or with someone else?
Oh, well, I've been dating here and there once in a while and, you know, just getting to meet new people. And
I met her that one time with you and I thought she was lovely.
Yeah, she was a nice gal, and I wish things could have worked out. It just didn't happen, you know? It's like you think everything's just so perfect, and all of a sudden the bubble bursts, and boom, you know, it's like, hey.
You wake up, huh, out of that dream world.
Right.
Yeah. How are the other boys doing there? The young couple, I think of them a lot. The one that reminds me out of Rambo, the he and she. How are they doing?
They're doing good. Yeah, Vincent.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing really
those
good.
Those two were like, do you remember the movie that came out? I think it was either in Arizona or in Mexico about those creatures that came out from underneath the ground. They were like a big worm.
Yeah.
and then there was one guy that fortified his house, him and his wife, and they were like, you know, a he and she Rambo. Those two reminded me so much of them. I love those two.
Yeah.
Are they still into the game?
Somewhat. They haven't been involved as much. Vincent's been working a lot, so he hasn't been able to get out.
What does he do?
He got a new job, actually, and I'm not actually sure. I see him on Facebook. I just talked to him last night. He works at night, but I'm not sure exactly where he's at.
I bet you it has something to do with firearms or security.
Yeah, that sounds like security, I think.
Yeah, because I'll tell you what, that kid is fearless. I like that guy.
Yeah.
And his wife or girlfriend, whatever she is.
Yeah, Leona.
I like her, too. They're just, do me a favor, when you see them or talk to them, would you be kind enough to send my regards?
Oh, yeah, you bet. I sure
please
will.
Do, because I love, and here's the big question, the $64,000 question. How's FR doing?
Let me remember who that is.
Questions do get harder, you know.
Yeah. who is that? Is it a similar letters?
Let me give you the first name, real simple. It was a song, "Color Him Father."
Oh, he's doing great. Yeah, I see him every day practically. Well, not every day. I talk to him every day. I see him about two times a week. He's doing well.
Well, the next time you see him, this week, you tell him his brother is super pissed.
Okay.
I have not heard from him, and he doesn't want me to fly over there.
Okay.
You just put it to him that way.
Okay.
Will you do that?
I'll see him this week, actually, so.
Good. You tell him I send him my love.
Okay.
You passed the test. Even though it was only 50% on so that you were correct. But you did good. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
All right, listen, you tell everybody out there to have a great holiday season. I love you. I miss you. Till the next time.
Sounds great. Thank you, Tom.
You will. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Ortiz, just like my own boy, he's just a great kid. Let's go to another commercial there, Billy Boy.
Here we go.
1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
With
found like 12 tracks on the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television and Tyler Lundgren. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
And we're back.
You know, Bill, I got to tell you a story. You know, we have our guests on the show each week, and I reflect. I don't know what it is in me, but I reflect back to when I first met some of these people. And my God, we're going back 5-6 years ago on some of these guys. And it was just like yesterday. You know, we've been in Farmington, Shipwreck, all around that area in New Mexico, up on the Yucachucay, I think, was the mountains where we had to forge our own trail going up. Woke up in the morning and there was snow. I mean, money couldn't buy the memories that we possess. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to explain something to you out there. You could travel with us and see, in the movies that we've done, Bigfoot Lives, Bigfoot Lives 2, Bigfoot Lives 3, Anatomy of a Bigfoot Hoax, Hoax of a Century, and of course, In the Shadow of Bigfoot, and then our new one coming out, which is going to blow everybody's mind, called Pursuit. You don't realize what it goes into making of a movie, you know, the different lives of the people who are on expedition with you. We just talked to Dave Ortiz. He's like my own son. He was in Texas with us when we were doing part of a movie there, when we were on expedition. He was up in the Yucachucays. He was up in Shipwreck with us. He was down there at the San Juan. He was down in the flats. He was down at Brenda's and he was down at the caves. More and more I think about it, my God. The you know, talking about boots on the ground, talking about somebody's loyalty, somebody who's been out there, knows you, been out in the brush. But you see a finished product, ladies and gentlemen. You see the cut and paste, you see what it's all about. We try to give you the best of the best. Uncut. None of that stuff is like the show he just talked about where they reenact. The stuff that you're getting actually happened. That's the reason why we won 3 best documentaries. And no telling what's going to happen with the new one that we have. Okay? Well, this is the first time ever I did a movie like this. But I'm going to tell you something. When you sit here, you talk to someone, and you visualize what you've been through with these people, whether it was 118 degrees above or 13 degrees below, whether you had water or didn't have water, whether you had to take cougar urine water and had to use a meth tab, whether you had to take MREs and put them in the campfire to eat them, whether, you know, freeze-dried food and hope to hell it doesn't blow up in your stomach. You never see those parts. I guess that's actuality and reality, ladies and gentlemen. But we try to cut it down and
lets you see everything there is to know about Bigfoot as we saw it, as it was told to us. You want reality? You want actuality? Go to our website, Searching for Bigfoot. Go to the side, Table of Contents. Go to our stores. I just told you about six of the finest or five of the finest movies you can ever buy, and that's reality. Better yet, it's actuality. Without any further ado, let's get out there to New York and talk to our fine friend Richard. Richard, you out there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Tom.
How are you?
I'm great. If you got a minute, I got some stuff I want to run by you.
And I always have time for you, son. Go ahead.
I've been studying the video that I have, and I've come to some, I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but these things don't have sagittal crest. Have you, in your opinion, have you ever seen one with a crest like a gorilla?
I have.
You have. Well, the ones around here are more like a chimp, from what I can see. Their heads are rounded.
And you know what? You're right. And that's from the pan troglodyte species, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to tell you something about that species. I was just watching a program. It was sent to me on an email. I mean, thank God that I got such great, loyal fans out there. And they showed a deal up at Snell Lake up in Canada, the time that Professor Jeff Meldrum, associate professor of anthropology, had done the plywood board and put screws on it, put it by the door, and then the creature supposedly stepped on it, and there was hair and skin and blood. I don't know if you saw that episode.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, this was the episode that they finally came back with the DNA. The DNA that came back with that specimen was the same identical specimen that came back from our specimen from Arkansas called the pan troglodyte, which means the chimpanzee family. Now, don't get me wrong. Anytime you think of a chimpanzee, Richard, you're thinking about this little thing that Tarzan had that he was just, you know, the kids just loved. Wrong.
Right.
Did you know that there are chimpanzees like the Billy Bo apes that are over 6 feet tall? And that, by the way, they're not tree dwellers. They're ground dwellers, and they're called lion killers. Did you ever know
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Tom, I'm going to sound like I'm nuts or something.
That's okay,
but
Richard. I've been nuts for a long time, so join
the club. I've been going over this video over and over. And I don't know, it was like they were counting coup on me, okay? I've walked within a couple feet of these things, and they were maybe human-sized or a little bit smaller, and they have no fear of me, and I didn't see a damn thing. And I was looking. And I was looking. My hope someday is I can sit down with this video with you and you're welcome to it, but I would rather sit with you and point out what I see because I go over and over and looking. I take my digital camera and I'll stop the video and the camera sees stuff. It's not as clear as it should be, but it you can see them. And one other thing is this place where I go, they have what they call the Discovery Center, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the most beautiful place you ever want to see. The preserve is beautifully maintained with fences and trails marked and trail markers. They don't collect any money from any place. They don't ever ask for donations, all right? They're getting their money from someplace, and there's just too many of these damn things. It's like they're being kept. And one other thing I've noticed, and all the time it's a nature preserve, and all the time I've been in there, probably 150 times, I've never seen another mammal except a couple of deer a couple of times. No rabbits, no squirrels, no nothing.
So are you telling me a deer is a mammal?
Well, yeah. But you would think I'd see squirrels and rabbits, right?
I hear you loud and clear, Richard. Believe me, I can't wait to really get back on the East Coast. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be in New York, but it's on corporate business. I'm going to be in. I'll tell you my schedule. I'm going to be in Ohio. From Ohio, we go to New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, back to Ohio. And I'm going to be doing this all starting on Saturday, God willing, until around
the 2nd. You're not going to be home for Christmas?
No, it's for business. I'm finishing up this movie, and I've got to get this whole thing done. But if I can find a few hours to get away while I'm in New York, maybe I'll come out to see you.
I'll meet you. I want to bring my laptop and show you this stuff.
Well,
I think you'll be amazed.
That's probably the best out of all scenarios. Now, here's another thing. I have to get to our next guest because I only have a few minutes, but
right.
I want to wish you the merriest and happiest holidays coming up. Will you?
Same to you, my friend.
You have that, and I hope to see you real soon, okay?
And you know what, Tom? I treat you almost like a mentor, okay?
Oh, God bless you, man. You don't know what that means.
God bless you, too.
Especially now. Thank you, Richie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Have a happy holidays.
You
That's
too.
Richard from New York, ladies and gentlemen. Great guy. Without any further, let's get out to Arkansas and talk to Chris. Chris, you out there?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, not too much, man. Not too much. I'm enjoying this warm weather we had today. It's like 74 degrees.
Oh, boy. Well, listen, happy holidays to you and yours.
Well, thank you. Happy holidays to you, too.
Yeah, listen, what's going on out there, son?
I got a really interesting guy. I got some information. This is me trying to figure out how the ways that I can get out there and keep looking. My aunt talked to a guy today who's a family owns some land out there around where I found it and had the original encounter. And I guess they've been hearing about it. And I guess that a lot of people around that area, I mean, I know I had talked to two people myself that said they had seen it. Like I said, the one guy said that he even shot at it and turned into blood to the Wildlife Game and Fish Commission. And when they called back, they acted like he didn't turn in any blood. That's how they tried to play it off to him. And I guess this guy, he's curious. He wants to talk to me, you know, and he wants to hear about what type of encounter that I had. And I'm going to try to get permission to go on his land that's out there after I talk to him.
His name? What's his name?
His first name was Ricky, but I can't remember what his last name was.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what's going on. Listen to me. Very close, Chris. You know where Foreman, Arkansas is?
No, I do not.
Now look on it on the map or put it in the GPS. Foreman, F-O-R-E-M-A-N. We just got a picture from Foreman that somebody took on their trail trip. I sent out a team of guys out there last week, and they got some stuff going on out there. And if you're willing and able, maybe I'll have you hook up with them.
Awesome.
All right. Listen, I'm running late, son. We'll have you on next week. I've got to go. You have the best Christmas coming up and a good holiday.
Hey, before you get off, I want to at least run this past you real quick. Around that area where he owns that land, a guy told me that his uncle was coming out of the deer woods the other day hunting. And he said that when he was coming out of the woods, he said that something caught his eye out the right corner of his eye, and he said there was a doe deer up in a tree. It was dead, but it was up in a tree, just hanging over a branch.
You got any cougar mountain lion in that area?
Now, see, we're supposed to have some panther or something like that, but he said there wasn't any blood showing on it.
That's a typical way of a panther, mountain lion, cougar, with their kill, they put it up in a tree, and then they devour it. They will have their meal. But that's just, it could be what you're trying to insinuate. It could be that, too. But that's okay. We'll talk about this further. To be continued, ladies and gentlemen, next week. Thank you, Chris. We'll talk about it, and have a great holiday.
Okay.
Be well.
You too.
To all my faithful listeners around the globe, I want to wish you and yours the most merriest and happiest new year coming up from me, from Marco Bill, and from my team. I want you all to have a healthy, wealthy, and most of all, happy
New Year. Good evening, Miss Calabash, wherever you are. Be safe, darling. Kudos and salutations. Till next time, America.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, myths, and mysteries, legend, fairies, and facts.